is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Good morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
I will trust in the Lord until I die. Oh, I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord until I die. Oh, I'm gonna stay on the battlefield. I'm gonna stay on the battlefield. I'm going to stay on the battlefield until I die. Oh, I'm going to stay on the battlefield. I'm going to stay on the battlefield. I'm going to stay on the battlefield until I die. Oh, I'm going to watch, fight, and pray. I'm going to watch, fight, and pray. I'm going to watch, fight, and pray until I die. Oh, I'm going to watch, fight, and pray. I'm going to watch, fight, and pray. I'm going to watch, fight, and pray until I die. One more thing. Oh, I'm going to stay on my bending knee. I'm going to stay on my bending knee. I'm going to stay on my bending knees until I die. Oh, I'm going to stay on my bending knees. I'm going to stay on my bending knees. Oh, I'm going to stay on my bending knees until I die. You see, because I'm putting all of my trust in Him. Oh, I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. Oh, I will trust in the Lord until I die. I have two verses of scripture, one from the Old Testament and one from the New Testament. From the Old Testament, I want to go to the book of Daniel. Daniel chapter 1. Did I say Daniel? Okay. Did I say Daniel or Daniel? I mean Daniel. Daniel chapter 1, verses 8, you're going to find these words. It says, but Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore, he requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. From the New Testament, Colossians chapter 3, I want you to listen at these words, verse 9 and 10. When you get home, you might want to read verses 1 through 8. But verses 9 and 10 says this: lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. You may be seated. Can I just talk for a little while on this thought? God honored resolutions. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor. Oh, neighbor. You ought to make some God-honored resolutions. This is the time of the year, the very beginning. This is just the 10th day where people all over this world have or in the process of making New Year's resolutions. And I don't know if you have made yours yet, but I have made mine. And let me tell you something, I plan to keep them, even if it means just keeping them in an envelope in my desk drawer. I know that when we make New Year resolutions, we feel bad about breaking them. You know why? Because it takes effort. It takes sacrifice. It takes determination to keep those resolutions. Turn to Webster's dictionary. Webster dictionary defines the word resolution as a thing determined upon, a decision as to future action. And throughout my years, I have found some New Year's resolutions that I think we can all keep. But Collins, I think I got about 10.
And we all can keep them. First one is to gain weight, at least 20 pounds. Stop exercising because it's only a waste of time. Read less. It makes us think. Stop cooking. We should eat out more. Or we all can keep these. Get more credit cards. Break at least one traffic law. Focus on the faults of others. Sleep in every chance we get. Number nine, and I resemble this one. Eat all the sweets we can. And finally, never make a New Year's resolution again. I believe that we all can keep all 10 of those. You see, this week, people have or will be making resolutions of change, of changes, excuse me, they wish to keep for this new year. Some of the common ones are to get out of debt or to quit smoking. Brings me to a story that I read some time ago. That was a story that at a New Year's party, there was a young man who asked his friend for a cigarette. Cigarette said to him, the friend said to him, well, I thought you made a New Year's resolution that you were not going to smoke anymore. And the friend replied, he said, well, I made that resolution to quit smoking. And the young man said, but I'm in the middle of quitting right now. Puzzled by what his friend said, the other friend asked him, say, well, now, what do you mean by you are in the middle of phase one? He said, you see, I've quit buying. Some of y'all are going to catch that on the way home. So as we look at our text, and as we forge ahead in 2021, there are three things that we can benefit as we make resolutions that honor God. First of all, is to make resolutions and stick to them. You see, I talked earlier about the common resolutions that people make about getting out of debt and quit smoking, but another common resolution is to lose weight. And if you have noticed me, you can see that I resemble that. Because I know from personal experience, Sister Anderson, that it is not easy to stick to a diet. It is not easy to stick to a diet. But in our text, Daniel knew about eating healthy and about diets. You see, we say, I'm going to stick to this diet if it kills me. But for Daniel and his friends, death was indeed a possibility. My brothers and my sisters, Daniel is a great example of what it means to make a resolution and to stick to it. Just let me give you some background to bring up. You see, King Nebuchadnezzar had captured Judah, and the Bible says, praise God, and he had taken certain of the children of Israel. Those who looked good, those who could think. You see, the king was determined to teach the Israelites to dress, to eat, and to live just like the Babylonians. Oh, I believe I need to stop here for a minute. The word Babylonian means confusion, and it represents the world. In fact, when you see Babylon used anywhere in the New Testament, it is a symbol of opposition to God. And this world, if you will, wants us, amen, as believers, to dress like the world, to eat like the world, and to live like the world. Amen. You see, he was determined, I'm talking about King Nebuchadnezzar, that they would follow all of the customs of the Babylonians. Therefore, the king selected the best and the brightest of the young Jewish men to be trained in the Babylonian way. You see, his reasoning was that if these select few were converted to Babylonian way, the rest of the Israelites would follow suit. I was getting ready to say something right now, but I would not say that right now. Amen. But Daniel makes a resolution. Perhaps I need to reread Daniel 1:8 again. For Daniel said, it says that Daniel purposed. That word purpose just means that he resolved, he determined in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which praise God, he drank. Therefore, he requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. You see, Daniel resolved not to defile himself with the royal food and wine. He asked that he and his friends be tested 10 days. Amen. Go back and read it. Just go back and read. Praise God. 10 days after eating their own diet. The diet happened to be vegetables and water. Praise God. And he said, praise God, after we eat for 10 days, I want you to compare us with the other folk. Oh, my God. I'm getting ready to go somewhere. I want you to compare us with the other folk who eat of the king's royal food and of the king's wine. Yeah. And, of course, if you go back and read the story, you'll find that after they had eaten for 10 days, praise God, the scripture says that they came back and they did the comparison. Oh, my God. And Daniel and his friends. Oh, y'all know them boys. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. it said that they looked better than the other group, a man who feasted on the royal food and wine. Oh, I need to park here for another minute. Can I remind each and every last one of us? Amen. You better leave the king's royal food and wine alone. I take a look sometimes when I'm walking around and I see folk, praise God, who may be 25 years old. No teeth. No hair. Strony. I'm just trying to tell you what the king's food and wine will do to you. Oh, yeah, and just in case you didn't know, just this past week, amen, there were two individuals right here in Alexandria, one woman and one young man, praise God, who lost their lives. I haven't read all of the story, but in every case, somebody tell me that some of the king's food and the king's wine was involved. Oh, yeah. So therefore, amen, we are not to feast on the king's food or the king's wine. God has provided for us everything that we need. I just look around, praise God, here today. I look at Deacon Green. I look at Deacon Robinson. Praise God. I look at my good sister over here. I can't call her name right now, but you know who I'm talking about. Way up in their 80s. Amen. And because they have been feasting off of the food of our Lord. Oh, I'm gonna get to it in a little while here. Praise God, look at them. Praise God, they look good. In fact, somebody could look at Sister Buckner, Deacon Robinson, or Deacon Green. Wouldn't even believe that they are the ages that they are. That's because, amen, they eat of the food from the master's table. Yeah, I haven't forgot you, Deacon Eli, back there. Deacon Eli told me, praise God, just on yesterday, if he I think he said if he live until the 20th or the 19th or something like this, praise God, that he's going to be 80 years old. Just look at him. Praise God. That's what happens when you eat a man of from the master's table. I said that many will make New Year's resolutions for this year. And these resolutions may include healthy choices. They may involve financial changes, promises to study more and to spend more time with their parents or their children. They may also include less complaining. Oh boy, I thought I was going to get a whole lot of amens out of that. Praise God. You see, resolutions we make may be resolutions of ways, to improve our health, our lifestyle, our ways to be and to better ourselves. And I believe that any resolution that will make us a better person is a resolution that is pleasing to God. But my brothers and my sisters, so I can wrap up this first one. When we make those type of resolutions, amen, we need to stick to them. But my second point is this. We need to to make resolutions that affect us spiritually. All too often, when we make New Year's resolutions, we make them to affect us physically. But we need to choose some that will affect us spiritually. You see, spiritual resolutions are God-honored resolutions. Can I just give you a few, just in case you're sitting there saying, I really don't know what the pastor is talking about. You see, resolutions to attend church more regularly. Resolutions to attend Sunday school and to get involved in Bible study. Resolutions to pray more. Resolutions to start a daily quiet time with the Lord. Resolutions to give of your tithes and your offering. Resolution to serve the Lord more. Resolution to learn more about